Lab with me, riding shotgun with me. I got Mr. Rumar Smith to my right, Kevin Harris to my left, and also got the Rev in the building alongside WB. We got a packed house in here. Yo, Mr. CJ, how you doing today, sir?
I need the faces on the screen. I'm feeling great. Oh!
And just like that.
And just like that, we kicking it off. Mr. CJ.
He came early today, boy. He's ready. CJ is ready to go.
This is how we do on the Studio W Sports page. Ain't no animosity, ain't no hate going on. We give credit where credit is due. So Mr. CJ, congratulations on the victory, Christmas Eve. I'm gonna give you the floor. You can have at it, sir.
Since I'm the only winner here today.
That's what I said when he came in. I said, welcome to the loser circle.
Since I'm the only winner here today. Hey, that was a great game between the Cowboys and the Eagles. But that ain't my first comment. My first thing is, YB, don't say nothing this whole show. Because right? See, what had happened was, I looked at your picks. You were just flipping a coin. I looked at your picks. You was flipping a coin, but you kept on talking about I was running my mouth. Seems like I know a little bit more than you did this past week. So I think you kept on saying one of us had to apologize or something like that, say they were sorry, something like that. So go ahead. I want you to take the screen now and go ahead and get that out of the way before we start, because you was wrong on all the big games, bro. You picked them all wrong. You got your picks in front of you. Go ahead and look at them. I won't mind now. You were wrong.
Yeah, he'll be on shortly to acknowledge that.
But other than that, man, I'm feeling good, man. Cowboys, Eagles, we knew it was gonna be a good game. I think my biggest takeaway from the Cowboys Eagles was Gardner Minshew played a really good game, backup quarterback, and this is my personal opinion. Injured Jalen Hurst might not play that well. I'm just being honest. That's what I see. You know, he stayed in the pocket. He did all his damage from the pocket. He didn't use his legs, and he was effective. I think sometimes when you get a system with the RPO, like the Cowboys figured out the second half of the Eagles game, because we shut the RPO down second half, I think sometimes it's better in the pocket. Just stay in the pocket. Beat him from the pocket. They say Jalen Hurst has gotten better from the pocket. And I think what happens is you guys rely on that RPO a little too much, and that's what's gotten Jalen Hurst on the sideline. But that was a great game, man. That's an instant classic. And we can see that replayed a lot and very soon. So that's all I really got to say, man. I love football, too.
I appreciate that, CJ. And ironically, I kind of agree with you. I do feel like they do need to, they run the RPO just a little bit too much. Now, I remember in the beginning of the season, I said this team wants to be successful, that Jalen Hurts cannot lead the team in rushing. He is not. I mean, Miles Sanders has rushed for 1,000 yards, so he's done his job, but I do feel like we need to run a little bit more heavier with Miles Sanders than having Jalen Hurts run out there. Now, I was third, even though we lost, I am disappointed. We got to wear that. We have to wear that. We lost. I was pleased with the way Gardner Minshew played. Mm-hmm. I did not expect for him to throw for over 300 yards. He did that. Yes, we cannot turn the football over. My defense, we had six sacks on this game, but at the same token, CeeDee Lamb was just absolutely cooking us. I mean, I don't know what happened to Darius Slay that game. I don't know.
He got slayed.
I ain't gonna lie, Darius Slay got cooked. He got come to the front of the congregation, and we gotta have a word with him about that this week. But great game all around. CeeDee Lamb was a problem for us throughout the entire game. No matter who was on him, we do have, our secondary is good, but we do have some holes. We need to address that there. For the second game in a row, Lane Johnson gets injured playing against the Cowboys. That is a problem. That is a problem.
And he's out for the rest of the regular season. That's a problem too.
Yeah, that's a huge problem. That is a huge problem. Thankfully.
Jalen Hurts has 156 rushing attempts, and Miles Sanders has 236. That's a problem, too.
Yeah, but Jalen Hurts can throw. He has shown the ability to throw from the pocket, which is going to be tested down especially in the playoffs.
The injury that he has is to his throwing shoulder.
Yes, we know that. We see that. Okay. But even after he injured his shoulder, he still went downfield and threw the ball effectively. So I'm not really concerned. As long as he gets his health, gets into the playoffs healthy, I think we're going to be good.
My thing is, okay, see, this is how it's going to play out. All right. So he's injured that shoulder. I really don't see any need to play him anymore in the regular season. He's probably going to come back in the playoffs. He's going to be rusty. And if he takes a good hit to that shoulder, that's going to be a problem too. But the combo injury is really the biggest thing that you guys need to worry about. The Lane Johnson and the nagging injury to Jalen Hurts, because we don't know how that's going to affect going down the road. But one thing I can promise you, in January, it ain't going to be 90 degrees in Philly. And it's going to hurt.
And I can't wait. I hope y'all come pay us a visit, too. I really do.
We don't know where we're going yet.
I hope Dallas comes pays us a visit, but we take it one game at a time. We got New Orleans coming up. We got the Giants after that. We win one out those two. We secure the number one seed. So that's the goal right now, and get everybody healthy going into the playoffs. Hey, Mr. Kevin Harris.
Yes, sir.
How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, man.
Hey, give us. We talked about the Cowboys, the Eagles game. You guys played the 49ers. Against the 49ers, the Washington Commanders played the 49ers. Give us some of your takeaways of that game.
Well, like I said, as I was saying on Saturday, the defense was way too strong. You know, much respect to the 49ers, man. Them boys are playing lights out. They've been really cooking pretty much all season long. They've been consistent. They basically was teeing off on Taylor Heineke. And I was sitting there thinking, like, they made it interesting for about maybe a half, but second half, it got a little bit too much. They couldn't do much anything along with the offense at all. And, of course, the interceptions followed after that. It got so bad to the point that when he got pulled in for Carson Wentz, we have some major problems coming down in the last 2 weeks. And I don't know, man, the way it's looking, we on shaky ground right now, because we got teams that's behind us, man, that's really coming up on us now, because Green Bay, they just won their game yesterday. And like I said, we got a lot of holes we got to correct. So that right there, I knew pretty much what was going to happen. It just happened in the second half. Everything was going the 49ers way. So, yeah.
Yes. Mr. Roma. Give us your takeaways on that Commanders 49ers football game.
I said it from the beginning. Them bookends and that speed of the defense was just we couldn't match up with it. Nothing we could do. Every time you turn around, it was Bosa just throwing up the MJ. And Heineken just couldn't get the job done. It really shut us down. But CJ, didn't we tell you? You said it. Me and you, the only two people that picked it. How about them Panthers on Saturday against Detroit?
They don't understand, bro.
I don't. I got that one wrong. I gotta wear all my L's this weekend. I got a lot of them to wear. That was one of them.
Yo, man, Carolina be looking at the guy during Vegas odds before the game. That's how they get fired up. Every time they supposed to lose, they show that damn Vegas odds. And they come out there and win the game and mess up the pool every week.
Every week. Hey, Rail. Hey, Rail. How you doing over there, brother?
Man, I'm salivating. No, I'm
why Rail ain't no camera?
Because they ain't got number three chairs over there.
We ran out of cameras, CJ. Oh. We ran out of cameras. Hey, you know, we some big boys. We can't be sharing no cameras up in here.
When everybody on the panel 250 and over, they was much, so much better.
Hold on. I am 210, sir. Yeah, 210. Yeah.
I'm bringing the scale next week.
Negro, you ain't. is click on the link from his phone, and then it'll a slide will pop up on the screen for him.
And that with no camera in front of him.
No, I got on my phone.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. But, well, oh yeah, I did send him a link on his phone, but he's in the studio live.
I've been talking to the ESPN Sports and Information on my phone. So when I pop off on the screen, I'll be researching something.
Okay.
Hold up. But no, the Dolphins, man, they dolphined. They
dolphined.
They fanned up for real. Because our homeboy threw three bad interceptions. It started off when, big recap of the game. Opening kickoff, old boy went 94 yards. He didn't score a touchdown. That hurt special teams. They scored. We came back and scored. Then they tried an onside kick. Why would you do that? Then they gave him a short field. So the Packers had two short fields in the first half, in the first quarter. We basically dominated the first quarter, but then we come back in the second half. We let them, they scored on us. Then we fumbled. Then they punted again. We got an interception. We went down, couldn't convert a touchdown, missed a field goal, come back. They kept the ball. Then here comes Tua. Interception, interception, interception. Misreading the defense, overthrowing passes, throwing to spots and not throwing to players, open players, trying to get, he got greedy. This last interception, Tyreek Hill was running open underneath. He tried to go over the top to the second and underthrew the ball. It was just a bad game for him. But it's crazy because he's been having a great year. But only things people are going to look at is what has happened in the last 4 weeks. The young man still leads the NFL in passing rating. It's wild that he does that. It's wild that he's still top five in QBR. But if you turn the ball, if you negative three on the turnover joint, it is rare that you're going to win that game. And you just got to play better. Also, coaching. We got out-coached. We got out-coached by Matt LaFleur.
Oh, that,
I'm coached by Matt LaFleur for those, cause they tried a fake punt. You know, we tried an onside kick. We just got all coached. We stopped running the ball. We stopped handing the ball. We stopped beating down the daggone defense and making them come up. And that's how we got deep passes in the first half. Cause we made the linebackers come up and we ran in those slots and those holes. Once you start throwing the ball a whole lot, the defense is not going to respect that run, that RPO. They're not going to respect that play action. They're not going to respect none of that stuff that you're trying to do to get those gaps in the defense. You have to run the ball. Been saying it for 3.5 weeks now. When Miami does not run the ball over 25 times a game, even though we don't get a lot of yards, it is actually the attempts that make people honest. If you don't do that, you're not going to win. You cannot. As good as Tua has been playing, he's not a great quarterback. He's a good quarterback, but not a great quarterback.
Yeah, but you don't need a great quarterback always to win a championship.
Well, the Eagles know.
Yeah. So he's good enough. So speaking of, we're going to move along. Did y'all see that Rams game the other night?
Unfortunately, yes.
I enjoyed that game because Cam Akers got me to my fantasy league championship. So it was great for me.
That was one of those one times you wish you could take something off the TV.
I took it off the TV. I went to bed.
No, I went my own. I kind of did my own flex and switched to the NBA.
Yeah, CJ, would you give me your take on that Rams game?
Man, I ain't here talking about no goddamn Rams. I'm here to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. Let me reemphasize. I'm not here to talk about no Rams. I'm here to talk about the world's greatest team. A fake good team. That's what we're here for. He came back Monday. We said he was coming back Monday.
Yes,
we
sir.
We ain't talking about no lower echelon. We ain't talking about no toilet bowl. We talking about the top of the NFC East. And the top of the NFC East is the Dallas Cowboys. We already beat up on the Vikings like they stole something from us. and the Philadelphia Eagles. 13-2
sounds pretty good. I'd rather have two losses than four. So
it sounds pretty good, but we beat everybody in front of us. That's the part ain't nobody talking about. Everybody, let's talk for real. Let's talk some real football real quick. Okay, so everybody had a pretty easy light schedule. Let's go ahead and give everybody credit for that. Okay, but head to head, we done tied with the best team. We won 1-1 with the Eagles. We busted up the second place team, the Minnesota Vikings. Then it's us, and then San Fran. You know, we tied with them. So we right up there with the best of them. We ready for whatever we want. All the smoke. That's what we want.
Oh, and I can't wait, because one matchup that really intrigues me is, and when it come playoff time, see, we're gonna get one out next to. We're gonna have our first round back.
I fully believe
that you're gonna either have to play either Tampa Bay or San Francisco.
No, we can't play Tampa Bay. We're gonna play the winner of the South. We're the fifth place. We're gonna play the fourth. The winner of the South is gonna automatically be the fourth.
So that's right. Carolina. Yeah, South is still up in the air. South is still up in the air.
Tampa Bay or Carolina, they're gonna get all they want.
Okay, Tampa Bay, Carolina, but I really like to see you guys against the 49ers. Well, I'm really intrigued about that matchup.
If we make it past the first round, the wild card, we're the fifth seed, so we go to the number one. So we don't get San Fran. We get y'all. See, it ain't no you. Only way we get to San Fran is we get to the NFC Championship game, and one of us gonna play San Fran. You feel me?
Yeah. Okay. I understand. I see. I feel you on that. All right, coming to the show, I got another friend of mine, my HVAC brother. He's also a diehard Eagles fan. Give us his take on the games over the holidays. Give it up for Mr. Joseph Hickey. What up, Joe?
What's up, fellas?
What's up? Hey, what's going on?
All right, give us your take on that Cowboys-Eagles game, my brother.
First things first, man. Much respect to the Cowboys. That was a great game. That was a great game.
We appreciate it.
It had me on the edge of the seat the whole game. And I'm not one to make excuses or it's next man up. Next man up. Unless we was resting our starters, it's next man up. And Minshew, hats off to him, man, put up 355 yards. He tried. But that superstar ability is what showed in that last drive.
Yeah, I agree.
It was a hard fought game, both sides. And to be honest, if you really looked at the game, it was basically even. Like, we kind of did basically the same things, offense and defense.
Exactly. Truth be told, man, both teams loaded with playmakers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? On both sides of the ball. And I think at the when we were talking on the show last week, we came to the conclusion that turnovers was going to determine the game.
Yep. Yes, it was.
Yep, and that's what it turned out to be.
That Miles Sanders fumble at the end, that's the killer.
If you go back even to the first game, same deal.
Yeah.
Turnovers.
Cooper rushed through three interceptions.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys lost. So basically, to be honest with you, both backup quarterbacks lost the game for each team.
If you want to
look at it, it was a great game. Both of them were actually good games. Y'all dominated the first half of the last game, the first game, though. But the second half of the first game and this whole last game, them jumps could go either way, man.
So now we need I'm rooting for the Cowboys' success to win a playoff game this year. I'm not going against them because I want to see y'all again. I want to see y'all again because where it's set up right now, y'all will have the first playoff game, and if and when y'all win, y'all will have to play us.
The second game, yeah.
Yeah, the second game. See, that's what I want.
First game for y'all.
Yeah. It's the first game for us, second game for y'all, but that's how I wanted to fall. I wanted to fall because what's going to be greater than to be able to see both our starters play against each other then?
Everybody waiting on that.
Yeah.
I think right now, what's going to really determine the game, man, is how we get to week 18, how both teams get to week 18.
Yeah.
Like right now, y'all got Lane Johnson and Jalen Hurst, and we don't really know the status. We got four starters out on defense, man.
Yeah.
So we got to see how we limp into week 18 first. And then we're going to have to reevaluate. Because right now, for real, we're our most vulnerable right now because of all of our defensive starters out. But we got some young guys.
Yeah, stepping up.
Stepping up. And that boy Bland is balling. He a future star, man. For real. He leading the team in interception quietly. And don't nobody even know him. Exactly. You know, everybody think Trayvon Diggs, you know. And I ain't going to say Trayvon overrated. But people, you can go at him. That's all I'm going to say. You can go at him.
Yeah, I agree with that. You can go at him. But he still can make some plays, but you can go out.
He's a ball hawk, but you're going to have to place the ball correctly. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to run some tricks on
him. He takes chances. You see Devontae Smith in a crucial situation, wide open in the back of the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
Diggs tried to jump an inside route because he was going to take it to the house and he throwed it, but he didn't throw it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we could go back and forth about plays we wish we could have had back, but.
That 30 was the big one, though.
That thing changed everything.
Yeah, like I said, me and Slady to have a conversation, man. Me and Slady to have a conversation.
What coverage were y'all in?
None. No, that won't Slay fault. That was the safety fault. The safety was supposed to play over there.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, but he's been playing a little bit different. He ain't been the same dude.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He's not been big play Slay this season, bro.
Yeah, but looking at that play, that safety should have been there.
Let me see if
he should have. And our safety, that's been an issue all season long. Our safeties can hit, but in coverage, Lord have mercy.
But it's showing that we're missing Gardner Johnson. That's what it's showing.
And he should be back next week. CJ Gardner Johnson should be back next week. If not, he'll be back for the Giants game.
That's exactly who we miss. Because bro really played, he really came in and played well back there. And I really think that it would have been a better chance of not giving up that what is it, 3rd and 30 or 4th and 30?
It was 3rd and 30.
Yeah. I feel like we'd have had a better chance with that guy back there.
And see, those are kind of plays you just cannot give up to the Dallas Cowboys. They pride themselves off the big plays. As soon as a play like that, they're unstoppable. Yeah. Right? Something like that happens, turnovers, you know they're punching in for six. They've been doing it all season long. They do a real good job off of big plays, capitalize off turnovers.
We do feast on turnovers.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, anything like that gives them momentum. So it was too much of that, but we get like I said, turnovers. You can't have four turnovers. We giving the game away. So I agree with you, Joe. I mean, it's almost setting up to like, even if let's say Dallas makes it all the way, and they don't see us or vice versa, it's always going to be that narrative all season long. Y'all went that trilogy never ended. There was never a trilogy come to an end.
Yeah. Hey, Mill, I added the play to the screen. You have to allow it to play. Just that the 3rd and 30. You see it at the bottom there? Here we go. Yeah,
there you go.
And you're going to have to play it a couple of times because I want y'all to look at the alignment for you guys.
Marcus F. took a bad angle.
Well, first of all, it's a streak route. Slay's 7 yards off the ball. Play it again. Look at the alignment from the start. Just press play.
Matter of fact, that's on both of them.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think
it's the safety's fault because I think y'all were in full coverage because they 7 yards. He running a streak route. He had a man cutting towards the middle of the field, and then when the ball was in the air, 32 tried to come over afterwards. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't no cover two. That was a cover four,
got
deep fourth. You see what I'm saying? The safety made a good play to try to get over the top.
Yeah, and what I don't understand is why was Slay playing back like it was an underneath wide receiver? Was nobody right there? There was nobody there for him to even cover. He should have just stayed with the dude because there was nobody underneath.
He was looking in the backfield the whole time.
Yeah, he was trying to jump it.
But he was already in an open veil technique, and T.Y. still 10 yards behind him. That's what my problem was. You can't blame the safety. when you're in an open bail and the guy's running a nine route. You know, people got to do their job. You got to do yours.
Yeah.
Even if you're in a cover two, you got to either force the guy to the outside, or either put your hands on and then trail underneath. He just let the guy run right by him, and then I want to blame it on somebody else. Okay, thank you.
I said we had, me and Slade have a conversation, bro.
Yeah, it just need to go ahead and take accountability.
But Dak Prescott picked y'all apart. We fell into a 10-0 hole early. Everybody jumping up. We gonna blow the Cowboys out. I had a watch party up at City's Bar and Grill, and place was packed with Eagle fans, Cowboy fans. We had a great time too, man. And y'all were up 10-0. It was crazy up in there, and we walked it down. Now, I think the biggest takeaway for me on this game is everybody's talking about Jalen Hurts wasn't there. But that defense was there. Wasn't that the high-ranked defense?
Exactly.
That defense was there. And we put up a 40 burger on that. That should be the takeaway. The Eagles should go back in this morning and watch that piece of the film. How did they dissect us like that? Every play was a broken coverage. It was just some good scheming. Kellen Moore actually called his best game of the year.
Well, another thing, I don't like blaming things on injury either, but it was a big loss when that Avanti Maddox went down. That was a big loss.
I gotta check on him because I think he broke his toe.
Because he's a big key to our defense in that slot. Because you notice when he got injured, they put CeeDee Lamb straight to that slot. He caught two in a row on the slot. But then they started moving him all the way around. They put him everywhere. But it started in the slot, and he killed that slot person.
Injuries. Lead off an injury, that's the same thing as Terrence Steele to us. Terrence Steele had been balling this year, and he got hurt. And then we had to bring Tyron Smith in, move him from his regular spot, and put him on the other side.
Yeah. That's why I say I don't like blaming things on injury. I'm not blaming nothing on injury
because
it goes both ways.
Yeah, don't bring up injuries because every team is dealing with injuries.
Hey, if you took that L. Anthony Price says, you think the Eagles need Hurst to beat the Saints just to rest Hurst one more game? That's his question. It's in the fan chat.
We should not need Jalen Hurts to beat the New Orleans Saints. Only thing you have to do is run the ball. The New Orleans Saints are not the Dallas Cowboys. Okay?
Minshew can beat them.
Yeah, it's not like Minshew had a bad game. If he cleans up the turnovers, then the outcome of the game is a little different. Just clean up the turnovers.
That man throwing 40 times a game. That man threw the ball 40 times.
Yeah. Let's talk about his turnovers. One of those interceptions was just a man-on-man play. The dude ripped the ball. He ripped that ball.
Yeah, he wanted the ball.
He wanted it more than he outplayed him.
Right. Yeah, he outplayed him for it.
See, the quarterbacks get all the stats on their record, but he put the ball where it was supposed to go.
He was only responsible for one turnover.
Exactly.
Miles Sanders was responsible for two.
If you look at the game. Right. If you look at the game, he's only responsible for one, but his stat sheet says different.
Yep.
Right. I got you. I'm with you.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
And Miles Sanders, you my sir, are.
He cost y'all the game. For real.
Two fumbles. God.
Two fumbles
the exchange was messed up. You got the ball. It was still, and then you just dropped the ball.
Yep.
And that wasn't the first time you did that this season too.
Yep.
It was not the first time. So we got some issues to clean up. But like I said, you cannot turn the football because Dallas scored off of each and every last one of those turnovers. Dallas scored off of. So that y'all should have scored 40.
But who the MVP was for Dallas other than, we all give Dak a lot of credit and CD got a lot of credit. Field goal kicker.
Oh, yeah.
Four for four. You know what I'm saying? Because we've had inconsistencies in our field goal kicking for years. We fired Marr and brought him back. You know? So we got to give that guy some credit this year, too, because he's been holding it down for kick. And we need every point that he gave us on Saturday. We needed every one of those field goals.
Oh, yes, 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 he was. And he was in my fantasy league for a little while, too. I need to try to find a way to get him back.
And you know, the crazy thing about it is, CJ, that's the one point that nobody on the major networks even talked about this morning. Because I looked, right. As I was saying, because I was watching Get Up this morning, watched the whole thing in its entirety, actually, and nobody has not even mentioned Maher at all. Now, you just brought it up, and I'm sitting there thinking, again, another bonus angle that they didn't say or mention anything about. Now you brought it up. I said, okay, let's, you know, something else to think about.
Hey, 12 points.
Exactly. That's 12. And every point is valuable. In this critical stage of the season, yeah.
Hey, speaking of special teams, CJ, quick question for you. Kevontae Turpin had a good return back in that game. Is he still in your doghouse?
He's still in my doghouse. You want to know why he hit my dog out?
I got to know this one. Why?
He got caught.
Oh, no.
I was like, dude is about to get out the doghouse.
Wow.
And then he got caught. I was like, nope, he is still in there.
Oh, man.
What you did,
he got caught by the kicker, too.
Right?
Oh, no.
That's why he's still in there. You see, what happened was, he had the whole Cowboy fan base geeked up when he ran those two back in the preseason. And that's how he got his roster spot, you know. And all I see every game, when they kick the ball off, and y'all tell me I'm wrong. Y'all look at the screen right now. When they kick it off, 9 times out of 10, that's when the ball going over your head and you ain't touching it. That's all he do. All on the 20. I was like, man, this dude got to go.
He
called fair catch like 6 times and won't nobody within 10 yards. Bruh, doghouse.
All right, well, we're going to keep it on kick returns. Hey, Rev, I got a quick question for you. I'm going to throw this around the panel, too, but I'm going to start with you, Rev. Who is the best kick returner in the game right now?
Wow.
I mean, you're supposed to send me the notes on that. Because most of the time, people not returning kicks. But the young man that went out for Green Bay, he is dangerous. But he went out after he took it 94 yards. He is very, very dangerous. That's about all I can see, because I've been focused on this Dolphin. I got a call. I got a conference call with Mike McDaniel and Josh Boyer at 2 p.m. today to see what's going on.
Yeah, I got a conference call. I got a conference call with Sirianni and the boys also. Yo, Joe.
Oh, yeah. I see. I'll be on that with you later.
Yeah. Yo, so right now, who you think the best kick returner?
Cordell Patterson.
Yep. That's a good one.
That's the only name I can even think of at this moment.
Because he was doing that at the beginning of the year until he got injured.
Yeah, but then he came back and did it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
I ain't heard nothing from him lately, but he's been doing it. He's the one that's been doing it.
Yeah, he ran one back on the Bears when he came back from injury.
What's the guy's name from Green Bay? Kaizion Nixon or something?
Nixon, yeah, that's the guy I was
talking about. Kazir Nixon.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, that's
he's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Okay.
But, I mean, ain't nobody really making a splash.
Right.
No.
I haven't seen that. Not like back in the days. I haven't seen nothing from like, you know, back when Dante Hall was back there.
Right. Ain't no top 10 moments on Sports Center.
No, Devin has. Nobody I wouldn't kick the ball to. Right. I try all of them yeah. Right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. I'll say that he the lead, the dude from Green Bay, he the leading kick return in yards and points and stuff right now. I'm looking at it.
Oh, word.
I just said that because they played yesterday and I got to see him and they was talking about him. So I remember the name, you know what I'm saying? But I don't really, like, I didn't see him do much, but they said he was one of the best in the league. So I just brought his name up. Trust me, I didn't know.
Yeah, well, it was so good.
A whole lot of us probably didn't know either.
Yeah, I didn't.
That Nixon guy, they said it took it from every time the ball would get close to the end zone, it would nail it down. But even if it's 5 yards deep, they're expecting him to bring it out. So you got to kick the ball through the end zone for this guy more. And he's averaging over 27 yards of kick return. So, you know, that's high.
He's in the Pro Bowl too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a Pro Bowl.
Okay. Yeah, because speaking, guys, the reason why I brought that, I want to get you guys' thoughts on the Pro Bowl. That's one of the things I was thinking about.
A joke.
First of all, I got a huge gripe with the Pro Bowl, especially for my man Christian Wilkins. As a defensive tackle, you should only probably get about 50 tackles a game. I mean, a year.
A year.
That man Christian Wilkins, right now, with two games left in the season, has 85 tackles as a defensive tackle. And the only reason he didn't get the Pro Bowl nod because he doesn't sack the quarterback a lot. But as a D tackle, you get over 80 tackles in a year, and you still got two games left. He a Pro Bowler, man. He's the Pro Bowler.
I agree.
Christian McCaffrey didn't make it.
Oh yeah, he leading the league in all purpose, y'all.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The man have over 1,500 yards.
That's insane. Because you would think he was a workhorse in Carolina and he's still getting his, you know, with San Francisco. I don't know how you miss out on Christian McCaffrey.
There's a lot of things that don't even make sense these days. You know, like I said, you can add up all the yards, the stats, the whole 9 yards. There's always going to be a snub somewhere at some position.
All right, the problem I got with the Pro Bowl was why are we playing flag football?
That's what it's turning out to be now.
Well, because
after all these years,
because people don't want, man, football is a dangerous sport. You don't pay them. Sean Taylor destroyed the Pro Bowl for everybody. People ain't trying to get hurt, man. And you done played, 17, 18 game season, 18 week, 17 game season. Them cats don't need no useless hits on their bodies.
Yeah, but I ain't trying to see no flag football though, man.
You ain't got to watch it.
Oh, I'm not.
It's already boiled down to that point several years.
Yeah, I do like the fact they bring back some of the combine skills, competition things. I think they bring the 40 back.
What I'm gonna tell you is this:
some of the cone drills and things of that nature.
Them joints about to be short lived too. Cause, a lot of times when the adrenaline get pumping and competition get pumping, somebody gonna try to do something and they gonna pull and tear something off their legs and they gonna shut that down. Y'all remember when they had the beach flag football joint
at
the Pro Bowl week and somebody tore their knee all to pieces? That was eliminated. Football is, it should be only honor. Pro Bowl, All Pro should be an only honor. They don't, man, me, I know me, CJ, and I know Roma play that game. We love that game. And we know that game hurt when you get hit. And even if you go out and play the turkey bowl with no pads on, the next 3 days, your high five will be on the bed.
The plumber in the Pro Bowl.
I can see them adopting with the.
Joe's screen froze up on him.
It's all about money.
Yeah, it's all about money.
When you got money's talking right now, and the reason they can't do away with the Pro Bowl is because the sponsors have put hundreds of millions of dollars
money
out there. So somebody gonna do something.
Yeah, there's gonna be something.
Yeah, you gonna do something. Even blow up a balloon contest. You gonna do something.
And most of the players got mad when they took that free trip to Hawaii from them.
Oh, yes, Lord. They love that. They love that.
Why would they do something like that?
Because it was travel, and it was a lot of times the travel and the money that the NFL had to come up with. They didn't want to do it. Plus, Hawaii wouldn't upgrade their stadium and their facilities.
I had an idea for the Pro Bowl. This is just my idea. I'll see what you guys think about it. Because me and a couple of my homeboys talked about it. I think at the end of the season, they should have, instead of the Pro Bowl, they should have all the practice players from all the teams, the NFC team and the AFC teams. It's a showcase for all the teams around the league play each other in a full freaking game. You know, since we want some contact, these are the practice guys. They striving. They gonna be hungry, and then they incentivize it so that we'll watch it. I think that'll be a better game than what we've been getting.
Yeah. And we'll have that the week after the Super Bowl. It's called the USFL.
No, I disagree with you. Because if you look at some of these guys during
practice players,
practice squad rosters, they got old veterans on the guy during practice squad right now. People that come out and light their ass up right now. Half of them just on the practice squad because I think that's the new rule since COVID. You can't go straight from one team to the next team to active roster. You got to go practice squad first when you sign. That's a new rule they put in too. But like Dallas Cowboys practice squad, man, we just pick players every other week. He activates somebody, bring somebody up from the practice squad. They in the game.
Yeah, we've been doing the same
thing. Yeah, the same
thing. That's what y'all did with T-Wag.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So the practice squad ain't like it used to be.
Yeah,
you know. So get some quality names out there. And that's another thing that some teams are starting to take advantage of. Cutting players and signing them to practice squads before the season so that other people can't get them.
You can get them off someone else's practice squad.
You can, but you know the understanding.
Well, not in certain ones you can't, though.
Thank you.
Certain ones you can't. You're right. Certain ones you can't.
Exactly. Like, you can get that guy that ain't never played a snap and probably ain't going to play a snap, but we just going to hold him because we know that X team needs a defensive tackle, and they're going to come looking for him.
I also have a gripe that my man Waddle did not get a Pro Bowl selection.
Are you serious?
They gave it to Jamar Chase. Even though we know Jamar Chase is great, Waddle still, he got 1,200 yards this year as receiving. You know, I don't think Jamar hit 1,000.
That's a lot of yards.
Jamar Chase got 860 yards.
860 yards.
79
but Waddle got 1,200 yards.
With that being said, they get voted in by the public?
Nah. See, if they would have got voted in by the public, Tua would be a Pro Bowl quarterback because Tua had the most fan votes. That's just
And half of the Cowboys would be Pro Bowls if that was the case.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Because the Cowboys got more fans than anybody in the world.
Yeah, so they can't let it be up to the fans. It can't be up to the fans. Mm.
So it's a committee.
It's a committee. I think the fan vote is like 1/3 of it, but
I think the players
vote. The players vote on it, and then also the coaches and stuff and executives vote on it.
And I think they're giving the fans the benefit of the doubt because I ain't never seen no statistical what the fans said. They just say it, you know.
They just saying they're doing it.
Right.
They don't never come back and say how it is.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy, but
clicks on the website, baby. Because if we got clicks on the website, we can sell some advertising dollars. It's all, as Mr. Richardson said, it's all about the money.
All right, so I got a couple more football questions, and I want y'all to school me on some NBA action. There's a very ugly tight race. We talked about the NFC South. How do you guys see that division actually panning out?
Well, me being a Cowboys fan and having a lot of interest in this because I got to travel. My team has got to travel to whoever wins it. Oh, man. Either team we're going to beat anyway. I think Tampa Bay is the easier road because they banged up. Tom Brady is what we're looking for right now, that mobile quarterback that's going to stay in the pocket, and he ain't going to run with the ball. If we can get off the edge, we pretty much got him where we want. Fournette done took a lot of punishment this year. They're not what they were week one, fresh, caught us and beat us. So we're looking for that revenge. The only thing that I got pulling for me and for Carolina is I can drive down there to the game. Carolina were to win, I can drive to that one. You know, but other than that, it's like almost a couple years ago when they were calling us the NFC least.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now that's what the NFC South is. It's just bad football.
Yeah, bad for. Yo, Joe, what do you think? How you think this NFC South gonna pan out?
It should pan out with none of them making a playoff. They should make an exception this year. They don't even deserve it. Not a single team. It's not even gonna be. I don't see it being worth it. Like whoever gets to play them gets an easy one. Because I don't see nobody in that division being a threat at all. To anybody that you know what I'm saying, that's in the playoffs now, I think anybody could beat that whole division.
All right. Yo, Real?
I'm going to tell you like this. That guy, Steve Wilks, down in Carolina, is coaching his half-ass off. He shouldn't have got fired after 1 year with having that bum quarterback that they made him play in Arizona. But now he is coaching his house off. If you seen what they did last week, where they just kept handing the ball off, they got an identity, and it's going to be tough. Whoever has to play them in the first round, if they get any traction in the run game, it's going to be tough. Because them boys like to smack you. Them boys like to smack you. If Dallas play, Dallas gonna outscore them, and they're not gonna be able to keep up with their offense.
We want Carolina.
Yeah, because I do not want to see Tampa Bay. And take that old dog and put him out in the pasture and shoot him.
Oh, he gone.
Man, you see how he was throwing the ball last night? Yeah. We do not need Tampa Bay. We do not need time. No more Tom Brady. It's time for you to go. It's time for you to go. And that bad man, Aaron Rodgers, they're going to find a way to get that bad man in the playoffs. And then he's going to end up losing to San Francisco in the NFC Championship game.
That's who they would play. Yeah.
Roma?
Hey, bring over the practice squads. I mean, the practice squads probably be better than the players that play on Sundays, but I don't know. It probably, like you said, it's going to be an easy vic for the Cowboys either way around the table. Ain't a threat. Well, it's really not
before we get there, though, we got unfinished business. And y'all are part of the problem, too. We got something for y'all, behind. we got, we got, we got, we got, we got